capture in a few words the excitement and enthusiasm of several thousand Mexican school kids who've been waiting impatiently all day for their first sight of the Pope. How do you describe the electric atmosphere of the crowds crammed into the appropriately named Peace Square, with bands playing their favourite folk songs and the great bells of the 17th century neoclassical basilica ringing out to welcome him to Guanajuato? There couldn't be a more picturesque setting for his first meeting with the Mexican faithful than this city of narrow cobbled streets and brightly painted colonial houses clustered around the steep hillsides. Declared a UNESCO heritage site in 1988, the city grew rich because of the nearby silver mines and then became a hotbed for the national independence movement of the early 19th century. Home to the state governor's palace, it was inside this imposing two-story building with pale pink stone facade that the Pope met privately with Mexican President Felipe Calderón, discussing shared concerns about poverty, arms reduction, and education before stepping out onto the balcony to greet his young fans gathered below.
Estoy contento de poderlos encontrar. Estoy contento de poderlos encontrar.
When he was finally able to make himself heard above the bells and the songs, he expressed his heartfelt gratitude for the festive and joyful welcome. But he also spoke about the suffering of so many children in this country, plagued with growing levels of conflict and violence. He said he prays especially for those who bear the burden of abandonment, violence, or hunger, which has been on the increase in some drought-ridden regions, appealing to the young people themselves to become messengers of Christ's peace in their country. He also urged everyone to protect and care for children.
Por ello, deseo elevarmivos invitando a todos a proteger y cuidar a los niños para que nunca se apague su sonrisa, pueden vivir en paz y mirar al futuro con confianza. Ustedes, mis pequeños amigos, no están solos.
So that they may look to the future with confidence. A clear message to the church here, still reeling from continued revelations about Mexico's most notorious sex abuser, Father Marcial Marcial, the founder of the Legionaries of Christ. Amidst the largely positive press coverage of this visit, at least one national daily on Saturday printed a full-page condemnation by one of Marcial's victims. At a press conference later in the evening, papal spokesman Father Lombardi said that amidst the joy and enthusiasm on the faces of so many young people here, this ongoing concern for those who've suffered at the hands of the clergy is very much on the Pope's mind. In Mexico, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.